弟兄姐妹，你们还记不记得我上次在这里你们背的经文呢？
Do you still remember the memory verse that when I was here last?
马太福音第六章第一节。
It's Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
因为我上次请你们用新译本译背。
I was asking you to remember to memorize this verse.
所以你们如果有新译本，你们就可以看啊。
If you have this new version, that you can read it.
我再把这一段这一节经文念一遍啊。
I will read this verse again.
他说你们要小心。
Be aware.
不要在众人面前行你们的义。
Do not practice your righteousness in public.
让他们看见。
To be noticed by them.
如果这样，你们就得不到你们天父的赏赐。
Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven.
六章一节是引导，后面从第二节一直到第十八节的整个方向。
So the first verse of chapter 6 leads the entire passage up to verse 18 that set the direction.
三件义行。
There are three things.
第一件事情就是捐书，就是奉献金钱。
So the first is offering of money.
我们上次已经讲过了。
We have spoke of it.
第二件事情就是我们的祷告。
The second is our prayer.
那么这个祷告是讲到我们和神的关系。
Prayer relates to our relationship with God.
换句话讲，就是我们能不能跟神讲话。
In another word, can we speak to God?
第三件事情就是关于禁食。
The third is fasting.
那禁食呢，是关于我们自己对自己的约束。
So, fasting is a self-discipline.
那么我们很感谢神，这个圣灵呢，借着马太能够把这三件事情写下来。
We thank God.Through Matthew, the Holy Spirit is able to write down this three things.
因为这三件事情是跟我们每一个人都非常非常有关系的。
Because these three things have an intimate relationship with each one of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你，感谢你，你自己吸引我们到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly because you have drawn us near to you.
因为你是一位完全的，你是一位圣洁的，你是一位公义的，你也是一位慈爱的神。
Because you are perfect, you are righteous, and you are kindness.
也真的是会吸引我们想要更多的认识你。
So you can attract us and draw us to know you more.
我们也感谢你，你差遣你的独生子来到这个世界上。
We also thank you for sending your only begotten Son to this world.
他就是你的像，他就是你的本像。
He is your true image.
让我们能够看得见。
So that we may see.
让我们能够摸得着。
So that we may touch.
虽然我们没有见过他本人。
Even though we have not seen him.
但是我们从圣经上我们知道他的本相。
But we know his image through the Bible.
我们真的是感谢你，你能够吸引我们来到你的面前。
We really thank you for drawing us near you.
我们把我们自己的心交在你的手中。
We present our heart into thy hands.
我们愿意听你自己的话。
We want to listen to your word.
求你自己的圣灵光照我们。
May your spirit shine upon us.
解开你自己的话语。
Open your word.
让我们能够明白。
So that we may understand.
我们感谢你自己的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.这段经文从第五节一直到第十三节啊，可以大概分成两个部分。
There are two parts of this passage from verse 5 to 13.
前面一段从第五节一直到第八节，就是主耶稣警告我们祷告不可以怎么样，不可以怎么样，要怎么样。
So the first half from verse 5 to 8 teaches us when we pray what we should not do and what we should do.
后面一段从九节到十三节是主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
The second half from verse 9 to 13, the Lord teaches us how to pray.
其实这一段经文很清楚啊。
It's pretty clear.
有的时候我就讲到说 其实我也不必讲什么，我就把它念完了之后我就可以走了哈。
Sometimes I think I really need not to speak much since I can just breathe and leave.
不过我想神还是叫我在这里讲一讲哈。
So I think God wants me to talk more about it.
那我们看到前面刚才我们背的这两节经文，第五节跟第六节。
The two verses that we have just memorized.
他叫我们不要在会堂里，站在会堂里和十字路口上面祷告。
Do not pray standing in the synagogue or in the street corner.
故意叫人看见。
To purposely want other people to.
他说，如果这样子，我们就会得到从人来的奖赏。
If we do so, we have rewards from men.
那就没有其他的了。
Then we would have.
也不会有从主那里来的奖赏。
We would not have any reward from the Lord.
然后他又告诉我们，他说你们祷告的时候啊，不能在十字路口上，对不对？不能在会场里面，那要去哪里？要去一个 closet， 去一个密室里面祷告。
So where are you going to go pray? If you couldn't do it in public, you go to in a secret room.
那么在圣经上告诉我们说，要进入你的内屋，关上门祷告。
So enter your room and close the door.
换句话讲，神是告诉我们，祷告的时候是给谁看的？
It tells us who are going to show our prayer to.
那么我们祷告的时候是说给谁听的？
Who do we talk to when we pray?
不是讲给人听的。
We're not speaking to men.
也不是让人看得见。
It's not to let men see us.
我不是说我们不可以在会堂里面祷告。我们在真正的，如果真的是这样子的话，那我们传道人弟兄在这带领的弟兄都是假冒为善的。
So if we do otherwise, then the evangelists and the serving brothers sisters would be hypocrites.
主耶稣不是这个意思。
Lord Jesus does not mean that.
你知道？我们看见主耶稣讲的这三件事情，一个是施舍，捐献钱财啊。
So the three things that the Lord taught, the first one is to give alms.
下面一个是禁食。
Then the second is the next one is the fasting.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过这两件事情都很容易做
？Did you think these two are very easy to do?
因为这两件事情，很多时候如果我们不小心的话，会把我们里面的这个骄傲。这个想要那种心啊，会表现出来。
So if we're not careful, we are easily to show our inner pride.
你看，我们可以看啊，我们在教会里面，当比方说尼泊尔啦，或者是什么地方，以前四川这个大地震的时候，对不对？我们一说要奉献，要为这些奉献，你知道很多人愿意奉献。
So you know that in the church, once when we have things, earthquake, like in Nepal, or ask people to donate money.Many people would be very willing to do.
禁食也是一样。
So fast is.
禁食是操练我们可以舍弃什么，我们可以不舍弃什么。
So this fasting is disciplining us what we can give up, what we do not give.
有很多时候我们很容易做，是因为我们里面的那种骄傲。
Sometimes it's easy for us to do is because of our pride.
但是祷告真的是一个测验。
But to pray is a true test.
你知道很多传道人呢，我们做传道人呢，有时候在这方面也是亏欠的。
So there are many evangelists who may have commit faults too.
那个 Tim Keller 他也讲，他说祷告是传道人最弱的一点。
Tim Keller said that the prayer is the weakness.Most of the weakness of evangelists.
我自己也承认。
I admit too.
跟着，比方说像过去的历世历代这些祷告勇士们，我们真的是比不上他们。
To compare to those great men of prayer, we are really far behind.
我前一阵子碰到一个传道人。
Not long ago, I ran into an evangelist.
我们两个就在谈这些事情。
We were talking about this.
然后他就跟我讲，他说呀，他说我也承认，他说我们传道人有时候祷告其实是很不够的。
So he said, I admit that sometimes we evangelists does not pray enough.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在人面前讲道，说实在话并不是这么难。
Actually, it's not difficult to preach before people.
尤其我们讲惯了之后。
Especially if we're used to it.
我们有很多的事情可以讲。
Well, so many things to talk about.
但是当碰到祷告的时候
But we come to pray.
没有人看见你
Nobody see you.
你面对这一位神的时候
You're facing the Lord.
你能够讲多少
How much can you say?
这是一个考验
So this is a challenge.
我们行善事我们很容易在人的面前做出来
It's easy to do charitable things before people.
但是当我们自己面对神的时候
But when we're facing God,
我们能够讲多少
How much can we talk?
那才是有一个传道人讲他说那才是一个传道人的真正的本事
So that for an evangelist that would be the true talent of that person.
对我也一样求神怜悯求神原谅
So I also seek God's mercy and forgiveness.
所以在这里主耶稣告诉我们要我们能够面对他让我们能够在他面前祷告
So the Lord Jesus teach us here to face him and pray before him.
你知道有很多时候我们的祷告是为了人讲的
Sometimes when we pray words just like words speak
因为我们希望人听见我们心里面所要讲的话
We want the people to hear what we want to say
特别是我不晓得你们有没有注意
I don't know if you paid attention to
我有一次参加一个会议
Once I attended a conference,
因为我们讨论、一个小小的会议，那么我们讨论一个事情。
So it was a small meeting where we were discussing matters.
我们争论的很厉害。
But there was a lot of quarrel.
因为各有各的说法，谁都不愿意让步。
Because each one of us have our own mind, we do not want to compromise.
因为你不要以为哈、这些人是啊。一般的弟兄姐妹啊，这些全部都是传道人、然后我们在那边讨论很激烈
we had a very hot discussion.
后来这个主席呢他看了一下他说这样子下去不行的、
so the chairman says we cannot continue like this.
所以他就告诉我们他说我们现在祷告
so now we should pray.
求神啊改变我们
ask God toChanges.
你开始听祷告
yes,
你开始听他们祷告
so he begins to listen to their prayer.
你知道都是在教训人
Everyone was trying to teach others.
都是在告诉他你应该要改变
Tell other people that you should change.
主耶稣告诉我们的祷告不是这个样子
The prayer that the Lord teaches us is not the same.
主耶稣要听的是我们跟他的对话
The Lord wants to listen our conversation with him.
所以他告诉我们他说要进入内室关上门祷告
Enter the inner room and shut the door.
我们有的时候祷告用很优美的词道
Sometimes you may use beautiful words.
我不是说这个是错
We don't need to do that.
但是有些时候呢这些当我们祷告用一些很优美词藻的时候把一些刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹吓得是不敢祷告的。
So sometimes if we use some beautiful words in our prayer, which we make those new believers wouldn't dare to pray.
这不是主的心意。
That was not the will of our Lord.
所以我们捐献我们给别人很容易。
So when we give alms, it's very easy.
我们为了要操练我们自己其实说实在话也是很多不一定会成功但是那是我们心里面想要做的
That's what we want to do from our heart We want discipline us May not be successful
但是到神面前来祷告
But come to pray before God
真的是考验我们的谦卑
It is attesting our humility
更加上如果说我们要祷告两个钟头三个钟头四个钟头
Especially if we do the prayer for 2, 3, 4 hours.
那真的是一个考验。
It's a true challenge.
接下去我们看主耶稣他告诉我们说，不可向外邦人用许多重复的话。
So if we continue to teach, the Lord teaches us not to be like the Gentiles with repetitions of words.
他们以为话多了。 闭门垂听。
Since they think they will be listened because of many words.
所以主耶稣也告诉我们，不可以像他们那个样子。
Do not be like them.
那么有人就问，那么祷告的时候不可以重复。那么换句话讲，是不是当我们为传道人祷告的时候，我们只要祷告一次就行了？
So some people may ask, if we do not repeat, should we only pray once for the evangelist?
或者是为我们自己找工作，或者是为小孩子毕业找工作、学校，如果一直重复、一直重复，是不是不对呢？
Or if we are trying to pray for us finding a job, our children finding a school, when if we're not going to repeat, is that right?
那么我们又不敢多讲。
We do not want to talk much.
但是又怕神没有听见。
We are afraid God didn't hear me.
所以我们就在那边挂在那个地方。
So we just got caught right there.
你知道，因为很多时候我们心里面不信。
That sometimes because we do not believe.
因为我们心里面怀疑。
Because we have doubt in our hearts.
就像外邦人一样。
Just like the Gentiles.
所谓外邦人就是不信主的人。
The Gentiles means the unbelievers.
接下去他告诉我们，他说我们所需用的什么东西、什么事情，他都会成就我们。
So continually tells us what we need.That God will provide for us.
兄弟姐妹，决定不是一件事情讲一次就好了。
Does not mean when you say one thing just one time.
而是你的心在哪里。
It's where your heart is.
你的心是不是在神的国和神的义的上面？
Is your heart on God's right?
还是你的心是在这个世界上看得见的会朽坏的东西？
Or if your heart is on the things that can perish in this world.
他说我们所需用的，他一定都会供应我们。
But he tells us whatever we need, he will provide for us.
有姐妹，这就是主耶稣要我们的祷告。
So this is the Lord asks us to pray.
第二段呢？
So the second part.
他是教导我们有一个正确的祷告。
He does also have an accurate prayer.
这是一个很标准的祷告。
This is a standard one.
我觉得是一个很标准的祷告哈。
It's one of the best examples.
但是这个祷告真的很短。
It's very short.
如果我们照他讲的话，我想一分钟不到就讲完了。
If we do this, maybe less than a minute.
所以有很多时候我们在会堂里面，我们在聚会的时候，我们会用主导文来祷告。
So sometimes when we have worship, we use the Lord's Prayer.
好像成了一个习惯一样。
Become a habit.
我们很多时候是有口无心的。
Sometimes we may speak it, but our heart is not in it.
我说这是一个很标准的祷告，为什么呢？
Why is this the best example of a prayer?
我觉得这个祷告就像十诫一样。
It's like a Ten Commandments.
有姐妹，你们有没有想过，十诫是没有漏洞的？
实际
是没有法律漏洞。
There is no loopholes in.
没有一个人可以钻出来。
No one.
没有一个人可以走法律的漏洞。
No, no one can find the.
或者是说实际的漏洞。
Or find the loophole of the Ten Commandments.
主耶稣的教导，我们的祷告也是一样。
So the teaching of our Lord Jesus of the prayer is the same.
它涵盖了所有的事情。在他心里面觉得是最重要的。
What is most important in his mind?
我们为什么这样子说呢？
Why do we say that?
如果你去看约翰福音第十七章，
If you go to John chapter 17,
你就知道主耶稣是照着这个来的。
Then you know the Lord Jesus prayed according to that.
他没有照着这个念。
He did not read word by word.
但是他把它扩张了。
He expanded.
他从他延伸了很多很多的事情。
He extended into many things.
所以我也盼望，当我们听完这一段经文的时候，
So I hope after this sermon,
这个祷告可以成为我们每一个人练习祷告的骨架。
So this can be the backbone that we practice how to pray.
就好像一个树哈，那么树干在那个地方。
It's like the trunk of the tree.
然后旁边可以延伸出许多的枝跟叶。
And there can be branches and leaves extending from it.
让你真的是会觉得说，哇，这个树真的是很美。
Then you think, this is such a beautiful tree.
我们现在来看第二段。
Let's look at the second half.
第二段呢，他的祷告里面有六个恳求。
There are six and the three things.
那么第一个是愿人都尊你的名为圣。
It says that how be thy name.
那么神的名呢？尊重神的名，意思就是尊重神。
The word is to respect the Lord.
你知道在圣经中，神在很多的地方用他自己的名字，将他自己的本相，将他自己的神性启示给我们。
So in the Bible, many places God revealed His attributes to us.
比如说在创世纪里面，他说神那个是 Elohim 啊，我们都很了解，常常听到的就是他是创造万物的真神。
所以 in the Genesis, the word God is Elohim. It means He is the Creator.
然后在圣经里面，我们也看到他是至高的神。
Also in the Bible, we see that God is the Most High.
然后他也告诉我们，他是自有永有的神。
And He is that I am.
这就是他的本性，这就是他的神性。
This is true divinity of God.
然后圣经里面，我们知道亚伯拉罕当他在献他的儿子的时候，对不对？然后那个地方就告诉我们，他是他的名字是耶和华以勒。
So when the Bible when teaches us when Abraham was offering his son, it says Jehovah Jireh.
然后他的意思是什么？他的意思就是说神会供应。
The meaning is God will supply.
那我们在新约的时候，我们看见很多地方称他为主哈。
Many places in the New Testament call him God.
那么主耶稣也称他为父神。
And so Jesus called him God the Father.
他还有很多其他的名字。
He has many other names.
我想我没有时间在这里跟大家把它全部讲出来。
But don't have time to speak all of
them. 但是弟兄姐妹，你想想看，这样子的一位父，这样子的一位神，他让叫我们称他为父。
So this Father will ask us to call him Father.
这是多么。我觉得这是多么荣耀的一件事情。
So this is such a honor for us.
所以他第一个的恳求就是愿人都尊他的名为圣。
The first he asks is for all the people to respect his name.
因为他是圣的，因为他是圣洁的。
Because he's holy.
所以我们应该尊他的名为圣洁的。
So we shall honor his name as holy.
第二的祈求是为神的国度祷告。
The second, we shall pray for God's kingdom.
神的国不是我们人的力量可以让它成就的。
God's kingdom cannot be established by our power.
因为你们是神他自己的工作。
It's God's own work.
神的国降临的意思是什么呢？
When that kingdom comes, what does it mean?
是我们从权柄的角度来看。
We look at that from the sovereignty.
就是神的主权在人的心里面掌管。
Is God is sovereign in our heart.
那么人能够顺服神的主权。
We shall submit to his sovereignty.
第二个方面就是将来神的国会真正的实现。
The second is in the future God's kingdom will truly appear.
当我们这样子祷告的时候。
When we pray like that.
你知道神会让我们的心放在属天的事情上面。
So then God will let our hearts concentrate on heavenly things.
我们祷告的时候，第一个就是祷告神他的主权在我的心里面能够掌权。
So the first we pray is for God's sovereignty should rule in our hearts.
让我能够完全顺服。
So we can be completely submissive.
第二就是我们为神的国来临祷告。
Second, we pray for the coming of the kingdom.
那么下面第三个祈求。
The third one.
他说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is.
这个也是差不多就是愿人都有一个顺服的心。
This means may all the people have the mind of submission.
那些阻挡神的心意的人。
Those who are against God.
也能够被他抓回来。
Can be recovered from him.
所以当我们这样子祷告的时候，
so when we pray like this,
不但是我们自己顺服他的心越来越多，
not only we submit to him more and more,
我们也是为着 传福音的事情祷告。
We also pray for evangelism.
因为真的是在这个世界上有很多的人是不明白神的心意的。
There are many people do not understand God.
他们没有顺服神的话。
They are not thinking enough to make God's word.
在我们中间也有很多弟兄姐妹，说实在话，你们自己可以想想啊，那么有没有顺服神的话
？So honestly, you can think for yourself. Are you submissive to God?
主教导我们，要我们这样子祷告。一方面是要我们有这样子的心愿。
The Lord Jesus to pray like this first we have such a mindness.
另外一方面，我们也能够为还有不信的人，还有我们周围的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And also we pray for the people around us who are unbelievers.
在约翰福音十七章，主耶稣就是这样子祷告的。
That's how our Lord Jesus prayed in John 17.
当然他的祷告跟我们的不一样，他祷告他就说我已经顺服你了，你要我做的事情我全部都做到了。
Of course, he prayed differently from us. He said, I have complete submit to you. Ask all the things you ask of me.
所以他为他的门徒，还有为以后的人他们的顺服祷告。
So he prayed for his disciples and for all the people to come in the future.
如果我们每天这样子祷告，你知道神会使我们鉴察我们自己。
So when we pray like this, we can learn to examine ourselves.
当然，我们真的是有一个意念，我们就要想要明白神的旨意是什么。
So that we need to have the desire to know what is God's will.
是不是？如果我们不明白神的旨意，我们怎么顺服他呢
？If we do not know God's will, how can we be submissive to Him?
所以罗马书第十二章第二节那边。第一节跟第二节那边告诉我们，他说第一件事情我们要把我们自己完全奉献给他。
所以 in Romans 12 it says we need to submit ourselves completely to him.
第二件事情就是要让我们被神的话来心意更新。
So the second is to have our mind renewed by God's word.
把我们心里面的过去的，把我们脑筋里面思想里面那些过去的东西全部都能把它挤出去。
So we need to get rid of all the things that occupied our mind in the past.
不用挤出去，就是你要用神的话把它挤出去啊。
Use God's words to squeeze them out.
这是前面三个祷告，他祈求。
This is the first thing we ask.
接下来三个祈求是对着人来的。
Then we have the three prayers for people.
或者是说对着自己来的。
For ourselves.
这个祷告，这个祈求一定要跟前面连下来的。
So this has to be continued from.
因为当你的心思意念，你的心里面的眼睛被打开，能够看见神的国，还有他的旨意的时候，你下面你就知道怎么行了。
So if your eyes are open to see God's kingdom and God's will, then you would know what you need to do.
这三个祷告是为着我们在地上，这三个祈求啊，是为着我们在地上的需要而来的。
The three things we pray for are what our needs on earth.
也是为着我们的罪可以得到赦免而来的。
It's also for the forgiveness of our sins.
也能够救我们脱离，或者是我们胜过在这个世界上的试探，或者是从撒旦来的诱惑。
So that lead us to be able to overcome the temptations of Satan.
所以第四个祈求是为我们日用的饮食，或者是说我们每天所需要的。
So we ask for our daily bread, what we need, our need every day.
是我们必须要有的。
What we must have.
不是我们想要有的。
It's not what we would like.
神知道我们的必须要的是什么。
God knows our necessity.
所以他告诉我们，他可以供应我们。
So he can supply for us.
当然，因着我们的祷告，当然因着我们现在我们的赚钱的能力啊。
Of course, according to our ability to earn money.
所以使我们想买什么就可以买什么。
So we can buy things whatever we wish for.
很多时候让这个祈求哈不是那么实际了。
So sometimes this prayer is not that practical.
是不是啊？所以我们离神越来越远了。
That's why we are further away from God.
但是如果我们每天照着主的话这样子祷告的话
，If we pray according to God's word every day.
你知道他能提醒我们，让我们知道我们赚钱的能力也是他赐给我们的。
He reminds us that the ability to earn money comes from Him.
所以我们就不会是乱花钱。
Therefore, we would not carelessly spend money.
你知道我们在北美过的生活真的是很忧郁。
It's
我们所过的生活实际上已经超过我们所需要的很多很多
了。
这样子的祷告能够提醒我们，我们每天的食物都是神供给我们的。
So this will remind us our daily food are supplied by God.
让我们能够感谢神。
So that we may thank God.
好，第五个祈求就是免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
The sixth one is forget our debt as we forget our debtors.
如果我们从整个福音书或者是整个新约的书信，使徒们的教导。我们能够了解这句话的意思。
We can understand the meaning of this from the Gospels and the teachings of the apostles.
不是我们先需要去原谅别人，然后主才会原谅我们的罪。
It's not we have to forgive others before God will forgive us.
耶稣的流血舍身，神赦免了我们的罪，这是圣经的真理。
The Lord sacrificed His body and forgive our sins is the truth.
但是在这里是讲到我们信了主之后。
Here it tells after we become a believer.
我们跟那些曾经伤害过我们的人，曾经这个毁谤过我们的人，我们跟他的关系。
That this is our relationship as a believer with those who has offended us or has slandered us.
所以我们能够了解从两个方面来了解这一句话的意思。
So we can understand the meaning of this from two different aspects.
就是一个人如果真正的经历了神的赦罪之恩，
if we have truly experienced the grace of forgiveness,
他知道他自己的罪有多大，
he knows how great his sins are,
有多严重，
how serious his sins are,
得罪了神，
he has offended God,
如果不是神赦免的话，
it was not God's forgiveness,
他不会有平安在他里面。
He would not have peace in him.
所以因为我们经历了神的赦免，所以我们能够原谅别人。
So because we have experienced God's forgiveness, therefore we can forgive.
凭着我们自己是不会轻易的原谅别人的。
If according to ourselves, we do not easily forgive people.
就像马太福音第十四章那边讲的那个恶徒一样。
It's just like the evil servant of Matthew 14.
他欠他主人，从现在的算的话，就1,000,000 银子。
So he has owed his bad master $100,000 salary.
他从来没有经历过他的主人对他的赦免。
He has never experienced the.
他从来没有经历过他的恩典。
He has never experienced his grace.
所以当他的同伴只欠他10,000,000银子的时候。
So when his fellow man.
圣经上告诉我们说，他就掐住他的脖子啊，然后把他抓到衙门去。但是这个家主听了之后，家主就告诉其他的人，他说把这个人关起来，把他交给衙门，把他关起来，让他受苦。弟兄姐妹，我们真的是从人的反应来看，就是这个样子。
So this is the way that how people may react.
当我们不愿意原谅别人的时候，
when we do not willing to forgive people,
我们自己就要受苦。
We shall suffer first.
那个苦，而且那个包袱是越来越大。
And the pain, the baggage gets bigger and bigger.
大到一个地步，你没有办法用你自己的能力把它放下来的。
And then you cannot put it down by your own efforts.
只有神，只有主耶稣才能够把你那个包袱拿掉。
Only Lord Jesus can do that.
最后一个祈求，
The last prayer,
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Not into temptation, deliver us from evil.
他这里就是让我们知道神，我们需要他的拯救。
This tells us we need his redemption.
我们真的是在罪的压迫之下。
So we were under the bondage of
在我们自己的情欲的压迫之下。
So we were under the bondage of our own lust.
如果不是神拯救我们，
If not God redeemed us,
我们没有办法胜过他的。
We cannot overcome.
所以我们每天都要这样子祷告。
So we need to pray every day like this.
诗篇里面有一篇我很喜欢的。
This is one song I like very much.
这个是一个王的祷告，我不是王啊，不过呢他是王。
It's a prayer of a king.
他说他每天早晨的时候，
every morning,
他要到神的面前去。
He comes before God.
他要除掉他国中的那些恶人。
He wants to get rid of all the evil people in this country. He does not want
to
see evil
exist.
So that God help him not to think about the evilness.
他要求神叫他不要想诡诈的事情。
So tell him that God would need him not to think of a wickedness.
我很喜欢了，诗篇一百零一篇。
That's Psalm 101.
这就是我们前面看见主教导我们的祷告。
So this is how the Lord taught us how to pray.
主耶稣不是叫我们只是念，他告诉我们的。
The Lord did not teach us just to read.
他要我们真的是。就是他教导我们的，能够我们的祷告能够枝啊，就是更增加更多的枝叶。
So he want us through his teaching in our prayer we can add more extensions.
用这些祷告
，use this
会让我们知道我们需要神。
Teaches us.That we need God.
我们每天在这世界上生活，每天每时每刻都需要神。
When we live in this world, every day, every moment, we need God.
后面他说：“因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。”
You have got the kingdom and glory and power is yours.
虽然他有小字说有的古卷是没有的。
In some scriptures that have this kind of words.
但是我相信它是在那个地方。
I believe it is there.
因为如果没有这一句话，
if there was no such sentence,
我觉得很多时候我们的信心没有办法坚定。
Then we cannot confirm our faith.
我们必须要知道国度、权柄、荣耀都是归于他。
We must know the power and the glory and the kingdom is his.
而且更让我们知道我们的生活必须要以他为中心，
and also teaches us our life must be centered around him，
而不是以我自己为中心。
Not centered on.
所以我如果能活着，
so the reason we can be，
如果我能够讲道，
if I can preach，
如果我能够吃，
if I can eat，
我能够看，
I can see，
我能够听，
if I can hear，
全是因为他能够使我做这些事情。
That is because of all of this because he makes me able to do this.
感谢主。
Thank you.
弟兄姐妹，主导文不是一个死的。
So, brothers and sisters, the word prayer is not a dead one.
主导文或者是说主教导我们的祷告是一个活的，是一个有生命的。
So, the prayer that Jesus taught us is a live one.
我们一起。因为我们感谢你，
Father, we thank you.
感谢你，你自己借着独生的爱子拯救了我们。
Thank you for sending us through your only Son.
感谢你，你自己把圣灵放在我们里面。
Thank you, you have put the Holy Spirit in us.
让我们能够明白你说的话。
So that we may understand your words.
让我们明白你所做的事情。
So we can understand the things you have done.
让我们能够知道你的救恩，
so that we may know your salvation.
让我们的心真的是像圣经上所说的，我们应该要当作活祭，把我们自己献给你。
So let us do like the Bible teaches us, present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
也让我们真的是心意更新而变化。
So that we may be renewed by the Spirit.
让我们感谢的心在我们里面不但坚定，而且越来越多。
Let the thankful hearts in us be more and more in us.
感谢神。
We thank God.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.